Hello, my name is Dora Martin, and I'd like to share with you a rather touching story, an experience which happened to me a couple of years ago. Actually, it was more than that, actually. I was at an event, and I met two beautiful young ladies who happened to be sisters. While we were chatting and finding out about each other, one sister mentioned that she was off sick from work for 6 months. I looked at her and I said, "What for? You look wonderful and fine to me." And she did. She was bright, positive, and she had a gorgeous smile that lit up the room, and her energy was high. She looked extremely healthy. She said to me that she had breast cancer and that she was undergoing treatment for the last 5 months. She had one more treatment to go. I was amazed. I said, "But you look wonderful." She went on to say that her hair was a wig. Well, you could have fooled me. Her hair looked so real, it was perfect. I became intrigued as I asked her, you know, how she managed to carry off this appearance. She says she pays no mind to the cancer. She refused to accept and acknowledge it. She wanted to live. She wanted to marry and have kids and have a bright and positive future. She went on to say that she goes to the gym, she jogs and engages in all kinds of keep fit activities. She simply lived life to the full. She refused to run with the cancer. "Let it run its own race," she retorted. Just looking at her, she was definitely winning the race and running ahead with life. She refused to give in to the cancer. She refused to give the cancer a life, her life. She refused to give it a meaning or an existence. I was so impressed. I observed her as she told her story. I could see she was going to win. She had no self-pity and no pity for the cancer. She was celebrating and living life. Well done to her. I told her she was truly amazing. I know this young lady will live to tell her story to many people, her future and her children and grandchildren, because she was looking forward to life. May she live long and prosper. She told me that her family were all upset, and even though she wasn't in her grave, like kind of like grieving for her, but she let them get on with it while she got on with life. When people complain to me about their situation, I often share this story with them many times, just to show that when things happen to us, it just depends on how we deal with it. And also, this story is also to commemorate a dear friend of mine who, unfortunately, he lost his battle to cancer in January a couple of years ago. So I hope you enjoy this story, and we'll speak soon. Bye for now.